All right, Green Day, 92.7 FM, The Drive. And, you know, I usually like to be the most handsome guy on the show, but can't do that today. I've got the fabulous Barnes boys in here. We have Mark Barnes and Troy. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Joe. Great to see you again.
Great.
Now, you guys have a pretty cool show coming up tomorrow night in the gazebo in the park in Waterville.
Correct.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to get to some appropriate music before we do this. Mark, I so closely associate you to the Beatles, it's like you're the fifth one. And I know your son is very talented, too. So we're going to get to a Beatles tune, and then we're going to get to one of the songs you guys are going to play in the show, and we'll talk all about it after that tune plays, all right?
Sounds great. Great.
All right, here we go, 92.7 to Drive. Right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, Michael Martin Murphy and Wildfire. Out of the archives, but we did that on purpose because in the studio with me right now, friends of the Joe Show, Mark Barnes and Troy K. Barnes, Mark's son. You guys have a very cool musical variety show happening up in the Waterville Park tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about it.
We do. The Village of Waterville has a summer park series every Wednesday night. And this year I was approached to do it and wanted to try something a little different. So we're going with a variety show format, pulling together some great local musicians and talent.
This is kind of cool because it's like old school entertainment. Now, you've got people coming into play. Tell them about who's like the opening acts, the solos.
Yeah, well, first of all, we have an MC for the show, a fellow by the name of Fred Ashforth, who's a certified Toastmaster, so he'll do a great job.
Yeah.
We have some solo acts coming in for the first hour. We have Sonia Jansen, who's a wonderful guitarist, has a beautiful voice. She's going to sing a few songs for us. Then we have Michael Pitarelli from New Hartford. He'll be doing something very similar. And then we have somebody that you and I are both acquainted with, John Keller, coming up from Utica.
Our buddy from Off Center Records, yeah.
All right, and he's a sponsor of the show, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes. Does our Joe's Attic.
Yeah, so he's coming up, and he's a well-known singer-songwriter. He's going to do a few of his original numbers for us. And then when we get into the second hour, that's when things are really going to cut loose.
Yes. Now, this is where you've got basically the orchestra coming in. Troy, who's tell us a little bit about this.
It's really a clash of generations we got coming up here. You know, we got my father here, Mark Barnes, and Ray Barnes and Jim Barnes. So we got these older guys coming in, and then I'm bringing myself and then my two brothers, Luke Barnes and Noah Barnes, into the mix as well. So really something for everybody and a lot of generational stuff going on here.
This is cool because, like, about, well, a year or so, a year and a half ago, we did the Genesee Joe Challenges and we did the AM Gold, and you and some of your sons did some cool tunes. So what are you working on? Because you guys like to come out of left field. I love it.
Yeah.
What are some of the songs you're going to play?
Well, we're not going to give away too many surprises because that's it. But quite generally, we're going to be playing a number of tunes from the mid-70s kind of, I don't know, what would you call it, what kind of rock, but
it was kind of a little bit like the Gold, you know, AM yeah. Gold, but some FM stuff like we just heard, Wildfire.
Right.
Cool thing is you guys have, what, 8 pieces with singers and everything? Wow. So
we've got all sorts of things. We've got a couple of backing vocalists who are just magnificent, Ed Townsend and Julia Scranton. And we have a keyboard player, Reese Brigida, who plays in bands from Rochester, mostly in the Syracuse area, is coming down to employ his keyboard wizardry.
Cool.
On songs such as Wildfire.
Man, in every part of these songs, this is the real cool part. These are all recreated. So every part, if there, you said one tune has a harpsichord solo in it, you guys can actually have that.
Absolutely.
When does it start, my friend? Tell us the details.
The show starts promptly at 6:30. And we're bringing in the pro sound system from Ithaca. So we're going to be busy early in the morning and getting the stage set all day and be ready to rock at 6:30.
All right. I'll tell you what. We have got the post that you put up on Facebook. We will share that to our own, to the Drive page. Good luck. It is going to be happening in Waterville Park. Bring your lawn chairs, BYOB. Pray for good weather, which you're going to get.
I hope so.
We hope so.
And you guys might even be doing a little something similar come September, you said?
September 18th. We're not ready to make an official announcement yet, but we've got a similar type of show on an even bigger scale that's going to be happening on September 18th.
To be continued.
Yes. Well, there you go. Well, come back then. Okay, guys?
We certainly will. Thanks for
Absolutely.
Having us.
Absolutely.
Mark Barnes, Troy Barnes, thank you so much.
Genesee Joe on 92.7 FM. The Drive.